I think I've said mentioned before. If you have a problem understanding it, you can ask any shaylas, because it's something that be'etzim you have to know till you say Godel b'chayim.
Say Rabbeinu Yena. Benazai Yoyimah, have a rots le mitzvah kala. You got to run to a small mitzvah kala kachamura. Uberech mena avera. She mitzvah gereres mitzvah, avera gereres mitzvah. Avera. Well, you should run even to a mitzvah kala. Run away from an avera. Why? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, because mitzvah is gereres mitzvah. One mitzvah pulls to another mitzvah, or causes to another mitzvah. Avera gereres avera. Says Rabbeinu Yonah. V'chein lo tzolem. This is a meridik achidish. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'y nosan b'yad ha'odom harava atoiv. A person doesn't have a choice of doing good or bad. Acha bechira levad, shenema b'chata b'chaim. The only thing that a person has in his control is bechira. To do wrong or to do right, in the etzem maisa, he hasn't got bechira. It's not even his maisa. What he has, the only thing that a person has is bechira. Of being boicha, of choosing what he wants to do. But what he's doing, there's no bechira. He has no control of it. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan b'yad ha'odom harava atoiv, acha bechira levad. Shenema b'chata b'chaim. If he's boicha b'derech ha'toiv, then the Rebbeinu Shlom is with him, and a mitzvah gerer is mitzvah, and the Rebbeinu Shlom gives him a siyata d'shmaya to carry on doing the mitzvah. The same thing is our avera. If he has a bechira to do the avera, so the minute that he chooses to do the avera, in the etzem maisa avera, he has the siyata, what you want to call it, kaviyochel siyata d'shmaya, or the Rebbeinu Shlom helps him to do another avera. Avera gereres avera. More than that. Be'etzem, there's a maimah chazal that in odom nekev etzboi milamala, milamata shemachriz noisim milamala. A person can't move a finger. He can't hit his finger on the table unless there's a baskel, a chroza. There's a cruz that goes out in Shemaim that says that they're masking that he can move his finger. That means every bit of our action is be'etzem controlled by the Rebbeinu Shloilam. We can want to go to a certain place, but going to the place is totally on the Rebbeinu Shloilam. It's totally on how much koyach he gives us. It's totally that our legs work. It's totally that everything that we do is totally. If the Rebbeinu Shloilam decided to let that happen, it's going to happen. So be'etzem, we are not balabatim on the maisa. The only balabos that we are is on bechira. Bechira means rotsam. We want to do the maisa. And the way you make up your mind what you want to do is Rebbeinu Shloilam causes and lets you do the maisa, and avera gereres avera, mitzvah gereres mitzvah. But be'etzem, and what you get an oynish for doing an avera is not on the maisa avera. The maisa avera that was caused through your bechira, through you choosing a certain derech. And this is a big mistake that everybody makes. They think that if I want to go to daven in the morning, so psha is, I get scha for coming to davening. Yeah, Avada, that's the Maisa HaMitzah that the Rebbeinu Shlom let you do. But it's not you doing it. You did nothing. What you did is that you decided either the night before or you decided that morning that I'm getting up for davening. Once I decided, Says Ribbono Shel Olam, he decided, I'll help him along. They don't have a Havamina that calls a man, you could be bothered, couldn't be bothered, you were too tired, you were this, you were that. That's why I didn't make it. It's not true. You have one koyach in this world that nobody else has, and it's the only thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, that we have a koyach. That we have our own koyach. That's not as if, I've added there's a certain amount of siyata d'shmaya in it, but we have full control to a certain extent. It's bechira. Bechira means I have a choice, not in the lamaisa, not in what I'm doing, but in my machshava. That means I decide, I make up my mind whether I want to come or whether I don't want to come. Once my mind is made up that I want to come, so there's a certain siyata d'shmaya, that mitzvah gerer is mitzvah. That one mitzvah forces another mitzvah, or the siyata d'shmaya. Because be'etzel, I can ask you a big kasha. Pischele pischele shel machat, says Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll open up a small, the hole, the size on the small pin, and I'll give you siyata d'shmaya ke pischele shel olam, like the doors of a big hole. What's going on over here? What's somebody, just because I did a small maisa, I get so much siyata d'shmaya? I'll go even further. David HaMelech, and this is Be'etzin, Rabbi Yerucham brings this as a ride to Rabbeinu Yoina. David HaMelech is, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet. David HaMelech comes along and says, I'm sitting in a palace, I'm sitting in a beautiful house, and the Mishkan Hashem, and the Kodesh, the Aron Hashem is sitting in some tent. I have to go ahead and build a Beis HaMikdash. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Hayyis, you what had the rotzon to build, you were the only one that be'etzem felt bad that you're sitting in a nice palace and the Aron Hashem is sitting in some tent and it doesn't have its right place. So the Mikdash is going to be called Mikdash David. Mizmor shel Chanukas habayis leDavid. And the Beis HaMikdash didn't open up the doors until Shlomo HaMelech said, Bizchus David Avdi. And the Beis HaMikdash is always Nikra al Shem David HaMelech. Mizmor shel Chanukas habayis leDavid. The Chanukas habayis was Bizchus David. Beis HaMikdash was Nivde Bizchus David. Some people want to say that he built the Kosel Maravi and therefore it never got destroyed. What was the schus of David? He had a rotzon to build a Beis HaMikdash. Whether he did or didn't, it's not negeya. He had the rotzon. He was ma'ira the tzibur to come together. The Ribbono Shel Olam had a separate cheshbon why he can't build it. Because somebody who spilled so much blood can't build a Beis HaMikdash. Okay? That's a separate cheshbon. But he wanted to build it. He was Mo'ira. He made sure that Shlomo, his son, did it. Nikra al Shemoy. It's called on him, his name. It's called Mizmor Shel Chanukas Habayis leDavid. It's David HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because he had the rotzon to do it. The Bechira was by him. Once he was Boicha, once he had the Hisairus, whether he did or didn't, it's not again. That doesn't mean if I turn up, if I don't turn up for Shachar as the first Seder, that be'etzem I was Boicha b'toiv, and it's kilo I was there. I didn't come for different reasons. Doesn't work that way. The Bechira makes you do it. To Metzias. Once I'm Beicha B'toiv, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah. One mitzvah carries on another mitzvah.
Olam seem to digest this very easily. Last time I said this, you said that all arms were up because they suddenly realized that Be'etzem, what we do is nothing. The only thing that we have, Yisron Adam in a behema, that we have one thing above a behema, and that we Be'etzem, what we considered man, is one thing, Bechira. The Rotzen to do something right or wrong. And if it goes wrong, it means that the Bechira, we wanted it to go wrong from day one. The Alter von Kelm says a Meridiki Yisoid. B'derech she'adam reitze leilach melichin ha'yisoid. The derech where a person wants to go, he says, Ribbono Shel'olam melichin ha'yisoid, they take him. Says the Alter from the melichin ha'yisoid, from the way they're helping him go, from the siyata d'shmaya he gets, whichever direction he takes, from the Melichin Oisai, that's where you see the Mafreya, retrospectively, the Derech that he was Roitza. That means if you turn up by Hanukkah, if you turn up by Purim, and it's not going the way you want it to go, something went wrong on the way, don't blame something on the way. It's the Derech to Adam Reitzer, the Reitzer, what you wanted from day one, that's where the mistake lies. Because the Bechira is your koyach, that's all you've got. What happens later is B'yad Hashem. If you want it to go well, says Ribbono Shel Olam, mitzvah gereres mitzvah. The schar of the mitzvah, of doing that mitzvah, will bring another mitzvah. Ribbono Shel Olam will cause the siyata d'shmaya. Avera Gera is Avera, but only for one reason. Because your Rotzen was pointing in that direction. Because that's the only Koyach we have in this world. When it goes right or wrong. I presume the Olam's texting the Shmuz, otherwise they wouldn't be sitting there playing with their cell phones. But the Metzius is that b'derech, the derech of the way you want to go, months later, years later, will show up and say that was your bechira. There's also saying I couldn't, I would, I could have, the bechira. And once you have a rotzen, if the rotzen is there, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Yaakov Avinu was going to Lavan, and he went all the way up, and he missed the Mokom HaMikdash. And Yaakov Avinu says, "What? I missed the Mokom where my forefathers davened, Beis HaMikdash, Mokom HaMikdash, and I missed it. I got to go back there and daven." So the Gemara says, Rashi brings down Chumash, Yoiv died to Lachzoi. He made up his mind to walk back. How can I miss such a Mokom HaMikdash? And then he started walking back, he slept in Beis Kel that night, and he had a nest of Kofta Oris. The land jumped and Beis HaMikdash came to the Mokom where he was. Say Chazal, why didn't Ribbono Shel Olam do the nest straight away? He has to go make a whole nest. That first he walks all the way up to Choron. He gets over there, he forgets, I walked past the Mokom Mishnah, I didn't feel it, I got to go back there and daven. He starts Yoiv Daita, doesn't say he even started walking back. Yoiv Daita, he made up his mind to go back. He came back to Beis Kel. In Beis Hill, he fell asleep, and that's where there was a nest, that Yushalayim came to Beis Hill. Ribbono Shel Olam has to do a whole nest.
make it poshut. When he went back, Mokum HaMikdash through Yerushalayim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam may give him a tzaremes, a simon, that this is the Mokum HaMikdash. He has to go all the way there and come back and make a nest, kofta oretz. The whole land came underneath where he was sleeping. The Torah says, yeah, calls the man, you don't make up your mind to go somewhere, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not there to help you. Yoiv Daitoi, you missed it. Says, Rebbe, I'm not here to help you. You missed it. Yoiv Daita Lachzoi. I gave. You gave your machshova. You made up your mind. You were boicha to go back. Says, ah, you ready, boicha, to go back? No problem. Now I'm ready to give you a ness. A lot of times we come to Rosh Hashanah, a lot of times we go through an Elul, a lot of times even we come to Yom Kippur. The only thing that we have in the back of the mind is Yush. Yush means I'm never going to make it, I never will make it, and it's not even worth trying. Yush means, for Chazal, Yush is Shalomidas. Shalomidas means I'm not using my seichel. That's the only reason why people fall into Yush. Amitzad Echad, you're right. There's a whole line of tshuva that we have to do. Amitzad Sheni, we don't even realize how easy it is. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't expect us to turn over in one day. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't expect us to be tzaddikim by Yom Kippur. What he does expect is one thing, Yoiv Daite. Yoiv Daite means I made up my mind. I have a rotzen. There's a bechira. I can choose which way to go. I made up my mind to go off a certain oifen. Misyatsev, says the Shari Tshuva, that's called Misyatsev al Derech Toiv. You decided to change the whole Mahalach HaChaim that you've been going till now, the whole Derech, and you're changing it and you're going on a new Derech. Yoiv Daita Lachzoi Boi, you gave up, you put up your mind to it, that you're going to go back. Says the Rishon, you have a Bechira, and you used your Bechira? Then mitzvah gereris, mitzvah, then everything will fall into place. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's there. The reason why we're miyayish is because we come into a Rosh Hashanah. We can go through an Elul. We're already halfway through. Halfway through. Perhaps the best mussel for us is the case that's going on in Flatbush now, of the kids that beat up that I don't know whether he was an Arab, wasn't an Arab, I don't know, Sufik Mamza, Mishkan Mamza. The amount of money and preparation that's going into that mishpat, that's going into that judgment, is unbelievable. The amount of askonim. Why? Because they might end up with 20 years in jail. And their kids might be walking around thinking that they're cool and they're not showing anything. Oh, but from the inside I heard, it's unbelievable what's going on. The tension. And the amount of money and resources that they're using to make sure that these kids get off is unbelievable. And here we are 2 weeks before, and life moves on. No sweat. No sweat. 2 weeks before, Yoim, we're not a shayla of what's going to be for 20 years. The shayla is what's going to be, whether it's Sifre Chaim or Sifre Mason. I don't know what happened in America, but in Eretz Yisrael, within 3 days, 7 Bachram were killed. Not only do old people die. And Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim can also mean quality of life. You can gonna have a dead year or a live year. You can have a depressed year. You can have a year that every day slips on to another day without nothing to look forward to. Or you're gonna have a year that you feel, oh, I lived. And no sweat, nothing's happening over here. Nothing's moving. Nothing is gonna move. Because it doesn't happen on its own. And it doesn't happen because you were forced out of bed for Shacharis, or you were forced to go to bed early, or you were forced into Seder. It only happened for one reason. Your Rotzen, your Bechira. And when we come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to judge us for how many Averos or Mitzvahs we're going to do. Avada, that's part of the judgment. But he wants to know on Rosh Hashanah, Yoiv Daitalach Zabay, he wants to know where we're holding. Bechira, in the Lamaisa, you've already got no control over it. When I get on that bus at 10 o'clock at night, you've already lost your Bechira. You wanted to go there, so there's no insurance on how you're going to come back. No insurance. In what state? And how much Yiddishkeit of the week that I managed to steig, or am I going to lose from the whole scene? Wherever I go, whatever I'm watching, I could be lying in bed watching a beautiful comedy on my iPod. And then you want to know why next day it just doesn't work. Because Yoiv Daite, the Bechira, your Bechira is wrong. Because you want to do Maisim that look Jewish. You want to do Maisim that Be'etzem show some sort of epizvos of Hiru Tshuva. But in your mind, in your Rotzen, you don't want to change. In the Rotzen where you want to go, I want to stay the same. I have no problem with the way I am. Yeah, I have to change a bit. Epis vos, perhaps my language a bit. Okay. Alright, so for Elul I'll try and calm it down. I'll only use a full Elul word once a week, twice a week. Thursday night it looks cool and Ben Yehuda to use it. Okay. Motzei Shabbos. But during the week, Chas v'Shalom. During the week, Mamash, I daven stark. I learn. And it has no effect on us, the learning of the davening. I can go through an Elul and still look the same. With the three storim, with three davenings, because that's not the Nekuda. We missed the whole point. Yoiv Daita Lachzebe. The Nekuda is, the only thing that you're in control is Bechira. What happens when you get on the bus? You're already out of the Bechira. You're not in control. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It's what happens before you get on that bus. It's what happens before you walk into Zman. It's what happens the night before. Did I decide that tomorrow I'm going to get up? Do I decide that tomorrow I'm going to make it? That decision is what the Rebbe Shlomo wants from us. Naseh v'nishma. And the Rebbe Shlomo gave them siyata d'shmaya, that they had the schuch to be mekayim teir shvichtav teir shbal peh. Rabbeinu Yoni says one of the mehilchus tshuva, one of the yisodis in hilchus tshuva, is not what you've done, it's what you've decided to do. Vayelchu v'yasu. Alekimim, says Rabbeinu Yoni, Aloshen and Rabbeinu Yoni. Kimim she'schilu leilech kilu osu. Once they decided they're going to do it, is the Torah considers it as if done? Says the Yerucham, that is tshuva. Tshuva is not how much I'm going to do, not why I intend to change, The oymek, and this is something which I want to go over again. The tiefkeit to tshuva be'etzem is all lies in the rotzen. Because anything more is already
Ribbono Shel Olam.
What I decided to do, habola tayim matarin, I say, somebody who comes to become tohoi, say chazal, the Ribbono Shel Olam will send siyata d'shmaya, mekadshim oisim milamala harbe, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will send tremendous amount of siyata d'shmaya for kedusha, and habola tamei, you come and be a Tommy, so Ribbono Shel Olam sent you Siyata Dishmaya that way as well. No problem. I'll make sure that you meet up with the right people and the right friends and the right chevra, because that's what you're looking for. But when did you decide to look that way, even though you'll come back and you'll feel garbage? When did you decide? That already was decided here. In the Beis HaMedrash, where am I going today? What am I going to do? When you decided, that's it. That's your Bechira. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam lets the train go. Tshuva, is that returning? The whole return is Be'etzem only my Machshava, because that's my Bechira. And once I'm Beicha, the Toiv, then everything else fits in. Then there's a whole new Mahalach. There's no such mitzvah of coming to Rosh Hashanah. Avada, I've got to clap al chet for the averus of what I've done. But what the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking at is Yohiv Daite. He wants to know, am I ready to change my mentality, my whole look on where I want to go? Then I'll send you see how this man. Yohiv Daite Lamahada. Yankov Avinu made his mind up to go back to Mochem Shispalah by Avesov to Harabayis to Davin. He started going that way, fell asleep. Ribbono Shel Olam said, you don't have to come all the way. I'll come halfway as well. Because that's the way it works. That's the Metzius in Tshuva, that's the Metzius in Avodas Hashem, that's the Metzius in everything in life. You make up your mind. Ribbono Shel Olam sees that's the way you want to go, no problem, I'll help you along. You take the first step in that direction, you've got it all, it's all there. Once that step's taken, there's no control. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah, avera gereres mitzvah, avera. We have to understand that avada, we're not going to conquer worlds. We're not going to conquer worlds by Rosh Hashanah. We've got 2 weeks left. Our preparation is in our mindset. Our preparation is Yoiv Daite. The mindset has to change. It's Mitzyatze. We've got to be set ourselves up al derech toivo, on the right mahalach. It's not going to happen overnight, but that's klor. But derech shadam roitze. The way a person wants to go, they lead him. And when at the end of a zman, or the end of a year, you look the way you look, it's all tali on the derech, sha'odom reitzer. It's all tali retrospectively of what I wanted l'chatchila, where I wanted to get to. And when the mind is made up, Ribbono Shel Olam will give us the siyata d'shmaya that yutaka can walk into a Rosh Hashanah with the siyata d'shmaya of a bolotai Messiah.